Armarman. Natalie Armarman. Natalie Armarman. Natalie Armarman. Natalie Armarman. Natalie Armarman. Natalie Armarman.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vaishnavi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Before us here tonight is the Srimad Bhagavatam, and it took no ordinary journey to arrive here. Today we take it for granted that at a printing press we can print millions of copies of a magazine or a newspaper within a day, and after the day is done that magazine or newspaper is in the trash bin and it is gone forever. And the news with it vaporizes because it's news of this material world, and therefore it is of no consequence. However, the Srimad Bhagavatam appearance, although it appears before us today in this paper and ink form, make no mistake, it is not from this creation. It is not from this world. The Srimad Bhagavatam itself proclaims Tadvag Visargo Janatara Viplavo Yasmin Prati Shlokam Abhadyavapyapi, that this is a different creation. It is coming from a world beyond this world called Mrityuloka, the world of birth and death. It is coming from the transcendental spiritual world, and it is directly the incarnation of the Lord in this age of Kali Yuga. For Shastra evidence, we can look to the Matsya Purana, the Skanda Purana. Skanda Purana proclaims that in this Kali Yuga, the present age we live, one who calls him or herself a Vaishnava, a Vaishnavi, must therefore keep Srimad Bhagavatam within the home. And in the Kurma Purana, it is stated that this Bhagavatam, with 18,000 verses, is the divine incarnation of the Lord. And that one who is so fortunate to receive this Bhagavatam or give it as a gift to someone else receives the benediction of going back home, back to Godhead. This is the power of Srimad Bhagavatam. This material world has a limited, and our stay in it has a limited time period. We can say that when we're born, we're sure to die. In fact, Krishna says this in the Bhagavad Gita. Along with your birth, you're sure to die. And that during that limited period of time, we have a duty to perform. Everyone has some duty to perform. And what is that specific duty? According to the Vedanta Sutra, Atato Brahma Jignasa, it is specifically to inquire, what is the absolute truth? And how do I attain it? And therefore, Krishna is very kind, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Maya Bhukta Jivaranahi Shwata Krishna Jnana. Jivere Kripaya Koila Sarva Veda Purana. That all the Vedas have manifested in this world through Veda Vyas, the supreme incarnation of the Lord, in order to give us an opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, and to realize what is the absolute truth. So I was saying that we have a limited duration of life. Practically speaking, you know, everyone here knows this science of astrology, correct? Do you know astrology? Yes. Something about it, just that it exists even. Sometimes we consult astrologers when a couple is going to be married, whether they're compatible. Someone might want to know, how long will I live? Will I be rich? Will I be poor? Will I have money? Will I be happy? Everyone wants to know these things. What is my destination in this world? And what will happen? Because we're living in the world controlled by the three modes of material nature. And our future has already been printed on our palm, practically, right?
Yes.
It's there on the palm. However, if the Goloka Vrindavan planet, you know what is Goloka Vrindavan, correct? This is described in the Brahma Samhita. Goloka Namni Nija Namni Tale Tatasya Devi Mahesha Haridam Suteshu Teshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitascha Jena Govinda Mari Purusham Jamaham Bajami. We're living now in Devi Dham, abode of Devi. Who's Devi? Maya Devi? What does she look like? What does she ride? Who can say? She rides a tiger. And on that tiger's there, she has got a hold of someone. Who is that someone she's got a hold of? That's me. She's grabbed a hold of the conditioned soul. And she's poking. She has a trident, right? Trident means three prongs. Those three prongs mean the threefold miseries. Now she has 10 arms, is that not correct? So if I'm able somehow to wiggle free, maybe if I got $1 trillion, I could buy some freedom. Maybe, not really, but if I were to make some Herculean effort, she has 9 more arms. Impossible to get free. Impossible to get free from Maya. So this realm is controlled by Maya Devi. We can't get free from this. Our chart is set up. Our death is already set. Our karma is already set. Everything's set in this material world according to the three modes of material nature. This is Shastra. And an intelligent person can understand this fact. Therefore, the main endeavor in life for spiritual realization should be how to get free from this. Now, in our astrological chart, we may be hampered. We look in our chart, oh no, Shani, right? Come see, oh, Shani's coming. Now, setbacks, next 16 years or whatever it is. You know, my teeth will go bad. How can I help these things? Shani's coming. He'll look at me and I'll be torched. Well, this is the fact. These are grahas, the grabbers. However, Krishna is our savior. He's coming to this world to save us. And the Goloka Vrindavan planet, where is that Goloka Vrindavan planet? Is it far, far away? Goloka Namni Nijadami Taleta Tasya. Above this Devi Dham, there's a boat of Mahesh. Above Mahesh Dham, there's a boat of Hari. Above Hari Dham is Goloka Vrindavan. Krishna's own realm. Nijadami means personal realm where he lives. So where is that realm? It's far, far away, is it not? Correct? It's far, far away, but now it is descended. According to the great Acharyas, how is it descended to this world? Goloka Vrindavan has now appeared in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. And therefore, one of the greatest Acharyas of our line, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, has said that if you keep the Srimad Bhagavatam, this holy Shastra, in your home with respect, means you move the Game Boy. And you keep it with respect in some place in your home where it's prominent. And you worship that. Then you have in your home the Goloka Vrindavan planet. It has appeared in your house. This is no exaggeration. It means everyone's looking for happiness. Am I incorrect on this? Tell me if I'm missing something. But everyone wants happiness, is that not correct? And everyone wants to avoid distress as far as possible. Everyone wants some good fortune. But where does good fortune come from? We can say definitively, it doesn't come from working harder. Because I know people who work 2 and 3 jobs and they're not getting any happiness and they're not even getting ahead. And some people don't do anything and they get some money or they get some temporary happiness here. But real happiness, according to the Shastra, comes from living with Krishna, for being in close proximity with Krishna. And therefore, the declaration of the Vedas is, Krishna svadamo pagate dharma ganadi bisaha kala nashka drishamesha puranarko dunodita. That since Krishna, 5,000 years ago, has departed for his own abode, this Srimad Bhagavatam has now descended to give light to everyone in this age. This is the light of this age. This is Krishna. He has made his appearance in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Puranam Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakada Bhagavan Rishi Nishreyasaya Lokasya Dhamnam Swasayanam Maha. This is his incarnation directly in the age of Kali Yuga. And therefore, our founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, brought to America when he came here by begging a ticket on a steamship, cargo ship, coming to America. He brought no money. He had no connections. He brought one thing with him to this country. Srimad Bhagavatam. He brought trunks full of Srimad Bhagavatam because I will argue tonight that there is no greater wealth on this planet, and there is no wealthier man or woman on this planet, or child, than that one person or that one family who keeps the Srimad Bhagavatam in his or her home. There is no wealthier person. You may own Apple stock. It has gone up 150% since the iPod came out. But that stock, sooner or later, will go away. It won't help at the time of death. And after all, life is about death. Ante Narayana Smriti, isn't it? That's why we're here. It is about preparing for that final moment to go back home, back to Godhead. Therefore, we argue, have argued, and will continue to argue that there is no greater wealth on this planet than the Srimad Bhagavatam itself. So Srila Prabhupada brought this great wealth to this country, this treasure, and on the order of his spiritual master, and in the tradition of every acharya who has ever walked this earth planet, and every incarnation of the Lord, including Vedavyasadeva, he has dedicated his entire life and very breath to speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam. In the wee hours of the night, our spiritual master spoke Srimad Bhagavatam into a dictaphone. And that was placed on these papers and with great care and attention was printed in mass quantity. So our mission, this mission which is very same as the mission of our spiritual master, is none other than to present Srimad Bhagavatam to the world. So we are begging. I'm begging. I'm here to beg you tonight to please take Srimad Bhagavatam home. Put it in your house. It will change everything. Your home will become a transcendental holy tirtha that the demigods in the heavenly planets will look down upon and worship as a holy tirtha, because you're keeping Srimad Bhagavatam in your home. I'm coming, my only desire tonight and my mission is simply to beg you, to plead with you, please take a full set of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I've come here from California. Nityananda Prabhu and the other devotees invited me to come here, and my mission is simply to ask you, please take Srimad Bhagavatam. Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, has personally asked his followers and disciples to distribute his Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why I'm here. I'm asking, I'm begging you. So, Nityananda Prabhu, normally the Srimad Bhagavatam set, which we've made available, we ordered sets and we've now stocked them here to make available to everyone. The normal cost of the Srimad Bhagavatam is $400 retail, which I think is that less than a game boy? I don't know how much they cost, but it's probably less than a lot of things nowadays. However, Nityananda Prabhu said, for tonight, if someone hears this talk and feels what I'm saying is valid and will take my plea to take the Srimad Bhagavatam set, then tonight we will also give you a $50 discount on the Srimad Bhagavatam, and no tax or shipping cost either. That's $350. And also, you'll get a free one-year subscription to the Back to Godhead magazine. We'll also put that in. And also, and this is the best part, the devotees will bring the Srimad Bhagavatam set to your home, and they will perform an installation ceremony for this most sacred literature in your house. Means you just have to find one place in your home, invite the devotees in, and they will come there, perform some kirtan and a puja, special puja for the Srimad Bhagavatam to inaugurate the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in your house. And then you can invite your friends if you like. They can also partake of the ceremony. We also offer prasadam. Is that right? You're also giving prasadam? Well, I think I'll come to one of these. You let me know if you get, because I'm coming too.
Offered to be done off Boga.
Yes, the Boga will be offered directly to the Srimad Bhagavatam. You know, I'll tell you one story that early on when devotees began traveling across the country by the request of our spiritual master to distribute his books widely, some of them asked, because they were traveling in vans from one place to the next, they asked, could we have some murtis, some deities to worship as we travel? And Srila Prabhupada, you know what he said? He said, these books are your deities. You can offer your bodha directly to these books because they're non-different than Krishna. Non-different from Krishna. So prasadam, $50 discount, the BTG subscription for 1 year for free. And also, we have a tech support line. Is that not true? Means if you have any trouble working the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can't. And you should. We'll have a tech support line so you can call in. It's a support system so that you can enter into the study of Srimad Bhagavatam on a regular basis, which is the very recommendation for taking this Bhagavatam. Mention Nastra Prayeshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtibi. That means that by regularly hearing the Bhagavatam each day, you will become purified. Good fortune will come into your life. Your children will become smarter, run faster, and jump higher. They will not be ordinary. They will be unusual. And I personally guarantee this, that if your life does not become auspicious after taking the Srimad Bhagavatam, and you do not experience happiness from taking the Srimad Bhagavatam and having installation in your home, this petty amount, this $350, next time they come back here, if you're not fully satisfied, if you're not blissful, and you feel like you made spiritual advancement, I'll double your money back, personally. Okay? So, this is just from my heart. I'm simply begging you, please do this, because you'll never be happier in your life from having the Srimad Bhagavatam in your home. And this is my only request, this is my only motive. I have no motive in this. I'm not, you know, I have I don't get a cut. I'm simply begging. So thank you very much for listening. And please, if you'd like, come talk to me. I'll personally arrange for you to get your Srimad Bhagavatam set. Or we'll also have tables outside, fully stocked, ready for you to take Srimad Bhagavatam. The offer for the $50 off, the free BTG, the installation, and the high tech, I mean the tech support line. That is good for tonight only. After that, the price is the regular $400. This is what Nityananda Prabhu has allowed me to say.